want to do? If you were your own client, would you be ready to participate, to invest? If there is anything about what you do that you would not, that you do not wholeheartedly believe in, you cannot sell it. If you do sell what you would not yourself buy, then for you it is all about the money and you really don't care about the client. When you are convinced that the value of what you share exceeds the price asked, you are able to be all in, and honestly, that is the only way to do it well. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. This morning, I'm actually attempting to do a simulcast on Periscope. So if you are watching on Periscope and I'm not directly looking at you, that's because I am trying to take care of what I've got going on for my scheduled regular radio show. So you have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you as you're listening in on your mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I teach biblical strategies of stewardship, mostly in the conversations about money, resources, time, and stewardship of the body. And I do this with the hope to encourage you to change or improve for the better, because prosperity is not promised, but it is within reach. Profitable stewardship creates debt-free wealth, and stewardship is just a Bible way of saying management. So profitable management creates debt-free wealth. Today's topic is be all in. Believe your product or program is the best, or don't bother. Do you believe your product, service, or opportunity can truly solve an urgent problem or meet an urgent need? Do you believe it enough that you personally invest in that thing? I recently came across several trophies that I had earned during my time with Primerica. I was making great money there. However, I recently joined a new business opportunity, and I have been building at a much slower pace. One main reason is, unlike the first opportunity with Primerica, this is not my full-time gig. But seeing those trophies made me, why was I having a different energy this time around? And as I thought that through, I figured it out. It had to be my belief system. If you're watching on Periscope, let me know. Just tap the screen a couple times and let me know that you're here, and that would be totally awesome. And if you're watching after the fact on Periscope, which is very short-lived, I believe you can still tap the screen afterwards. But I'm going to put this on catch so that it retains the video a little bit longer. Thank you. Awesome. So Debt Free Wealth Radio, by the way, is debtfreewealthradio.com. Thank you for the hearts, guys. So it was my belief system. The first time around when I was in Primerica, I truly believed insurance was urgently needed, that insurance solved a big problem and created a huge sense of financial peace in the lives of those who bought in. But this time around, my beliefs were holding me back from the very same level of success that I had enjoyed back then. Now, why am I not in Primerica anymore? Let me just tell you guys, they gave me an ultimatum. This radio show or that business opportunity. Well, I'm still doing that Free Wealth Radio, so that tells you a lot. I am not chasing money. Money is going to be a result of my efforts, not the cause for my efforts. So I'm still here because I need to tell you about debt-free wealth more than I need to make that money, because I truly believe the money will follow what I do. So while I believe the current business opportunity that I'm in, that the product is awesome and top shelf in quality, it is an ideal to be strived for. I didn't really believe it was urgent, because many are satisfied with their mediocre options. And it's really a good thing for those who opt in, but I kind of believe that many people would prefer not to have anything to do with it, even though many envy those who do have it. And I also believe the product line that I was selling was all about image.
All over the world, God's people are hurting and feeling oppressed. But the new book, Born to Take Charge, shares the message of leadership, discovery, and life purpose. Meet Reverend James Naima, author of the successful Christian life book, Where is God? He's written another dynamic book that gets right to the heart of the problems that are plaguing many Christians today. His new book, Born to Take Charge, is going to help you discover your most fulfilled life. The exciting book highlights include: pay attention to your life. Don't oversleep. Instead, fulfill good works. God is not done with you yet. Take responsibility for your problems, and God will work with you for great change. Drop the stuff. Learn how to let go of your negative past, thoughts, affiliations, and places. You are blessed to bear fruit, overcome adversity, and exercise authority because you were born to take charge. Don't wait to get this explosive book by Reverend James Nyima. Follow the arrow now to take charge of your life today.
About image. So if you've been following me any at all, you know that I recently joined Beachbody. Now, unlike most people who join a network marketing opportunity, I was not recruited in, guys. I've never been recruited into any business opportunity. I decided that I needed to address my weakness. My weakness was exercise, and I wanted to deliberately create an environment that would facilitate me gaining some strength in this area of weakness. I had lost a lot of weight last year, but I was focusing in on my nutrition. And at the time, I was using Pastor Rick Warren's program, the Daniel Plan, and I lost a lot of weight. I used the faith factor, and I got into the whole stewardship of the body idea, and I have not looked back. I have maintained that weight loss. However, I plateaued, and I'm not where I really want to be. But I knew exercise was my weakness. I knew it. I just knew it. I just really didn't want to do it. I could not get excited about doing exercise. I hear people talk about enjoying their workout. Psh, I've never felt that way. I always exercised, but I did it out of duty, just something that I had to do, never joy. So I deliberately joined Beachbody, and I joined it as a coach, not just as a customer, because I knew at the most basic level that if I became a tutor of something, that my learning would increase and my retention level and skill set would be locked in. So I just saw myself as a tutor, and if you've looked at any of my prior conversations, I tell you I'm a tutor, not a coach. And that was part of my problem. I never bought the image of myself as a coach in Beachbody, just as a tutor, but it was a start. You see, your belief system shapes a lot of how you move, and I did not see myself as a Beachbody coach. I saw myself as a tutor, and that tutor mentality was just keeping me at a certain level. I never bought the image of myself as a coach, just a tutor, but it was a start. Helping someone accomplish the level that I've accomplished will reinforce and solidify my current status, but it's not enough to help me grow. So seeing myself as a coach, a Beachbody coach, is a leadership role that I needed to step into. Now, I'm not telling you this about to dissect Beachbody, guys. I'm asking you to dissect your business, what you are a part of. You have to go through your belief system. I'm trying to be transparent. I'm taking on the curtain. I'm showing you what's going on in my head and my heart, which is holding me back or was holding me back from getting to my next level. You need to do a similar type of dissection of your own stuff. So, if I didn't see myself as a coach, I couldn't step into the role of a coach. I could not, and I needed that role to grow. Tutor keeps me right where I am. Coach stretches me, and I didn't see myself there. And then that was my next challenge. So the images that are sold to us about what a beach body is was also something that I couldn't see in my future. Wish for it? Yes. Work for it? No. I cannot believe, at the time, I did not believe I can have a beach body. And how the heck, if I can't believe I'm going to have a beach body, how can I convince somebody else that having a beach body is possible? You see, I'm showing you what's going on in my head because I joined this thing and I was not all in. What I'm doing here, guys, truly, I'm just pulling away the curtain from the surface where everything appears to be all fine and dandy because that's what we put to the world, right? I'm trying to be very bold and I'm transparent here. And you guys just need to do the same soul searching for your own business. If you're still with me on Periscope, tap the screen. I just like to know you're still here. Gives me a lot of energy, guys. There is a belief or several beliefs that are holding us back from our success, certainly for me. And I'm sharing my strongholds, my hurdles with you. And awareness is simply the beginning of corrective action. It's aware. Let me say that again. Awareness is simply the beginning of corrective action. So as I face this issue of whether or not I believed I could have a beach body, then I needed to also challenge my belief of what a beach body looks like. You see, if I buy into what the media suggests, that it's a ripped, perfect body that screams with sex appeal, I realized that that was my next problem because I was running in the opposite direction of that image. See, I'm a happily married woman, and when I was slimmer, I had men hit on me with unwanted and unwarranted solicitations, and I detested that. And I think a part of me honestly believed that being comfortably plump was a way to avoid this level of attention. Anybody with me on that? I can say that's exactly what's going on with me. However, today, in this retrospect, in this thinking to what's holding me back, I now know that's totally silly. This is an example of a belief system that's holding me back. That's totally stupid. I can't be responsible for how somebody else thinks or acts, but I was doing that, right? I was giving them permission to do that and creating the reason for them not to do that, but I'm not responsible for how people think or act. Why should I allow myself to operate at less than prime for my potential because someone else has decided to be stupid? So now that I've conquered that next issue, I had to deal with the answer of what kind of body I wanted for me. You see, what is my idea of a beach body? And that brought me to my next big wall. That was really self-image. Self-image. That was my next huge hurdle. I'm a mom, a wife, a daughter, and a big sister. And as a woman, time and time again, I have placed my needs and my priorities to the back in order to deal and help others, push others forward. I never used to make myself a priority. However, that led to several outbursts of frustration as I felt totally drained by the giving, without taking time to replenish me. I cannot be the only one. If this is you, I want you to just let me know. Tap, tap. I need to know if that's you too because I can tell you I cannot be the only one that is experiencing this giving, and putting myself in the back. So I had to ask myself the question, who is Trudy Behrman? Who exactly is Trudy Behrman? What image comes up when I think about Trudy Behrman? Now, I can tell you, what was not coming up was a self-absorbed, self-focused person. And that is how I used to see people who took all the time to take care of themselves and made themselves gorgeous. You see, another stupid belief system that I had in my head. I was equating a fabulous body and looking great when you step out the house as being self-absorbed. Yeah, my self-image situation was all whacked. I really was all whacked, right? I'm totally all whacked. You're free to acknowledge that. I was whacked. I'm serious. But I have to credit a good friend and peer who also is a life coach. He and I work together on many issues. His name is Andre Williams, and he helped me with my next breakthrough. And it was probably the most important of all. And that was the only image I needed to have of me is the image that God has of me. Genesis 1 verse 27 says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Now, if I'm made in the image of God, then I needed to ask myself, what does the image of God look like to me? And I have to tell you, this reframe is what has gotten me excited to change my entire approach to my beach body business. And this is what you guys need to do. You need to literally dissect your belief system, just as I've displayed here to you. I can tell you, this was not easy for me to do today because I would like you all to think everything's all fine and dandy. It truly would be. You know, that's what social media helps us to do, to create like, oh, everything's all good, everything's going great. But you know what, guys? Sometimes it's not. And I'm just being as transparent as I possibly can. And I'm showing you what the heck was going on in my head. And I was totally whacked, and it had everything to do with what I was believing. I can't blame anything else but me. So this reframe totally energized me to take my business to the next level. And it's just in time, too, because the new year is coming and many people are going to have the same idea. What? To shape what the Father gave us. Yeah. So for me, the image of God is premium, ideal, the best there is, no mediocrity or compromise. It is discipline and it's self-control. Whether or not I look like Barbie is not the issue. All I need to worry about is, am I the best that I can be? Am I being a good steward of this body that God gave me to operate life from on this side of eternity? Am I being a good example of living life abundantly to those who observe me? I'm sorry, but the person who displays a lack of self-control and a lack of self-care is on full display in your body every time you step out of your house. Every time you step out of your house, your body displays a message that, for a lot of us, is a message of lack of control, lack of self-discipline, and lack of pursuing the ideal for our own lives. And that's not about being self-absorbed. The Bible tells us to love others as we love ourselves. So do you love yourself? When you love someone, what does that look like? You know, so Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10 says, whatever task comes your way, to do it with all your strength. That's what stewardship is, guys, to do it, whatever is in your hand, do it the best you can. Philippians 4 verse 8 says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on such things. So in other words, guys, we're to pursue excellence. As Christians and as stewards, we're to pursue excellence. And that means also in our body. So whatever your business is, whatever you are doing, do it in excellence. And maybe you need to rethink if you should be doing it at all. So if you're not succeeding at your business, maybe you need to dissect your belief system as I did mine and resolve those beliefs. Or consider getting out of that thing, because if you cannot see the value for you, you cannot convince any other prospect that any value exists. When value exceeds price, the sale is more likely to happen. Let me say that again. When the value exceeds price, the sale is likely to happen. When you think, oh my gosh, this is such a great deal, you don't care about the price at that point because you see that the value exceeds the price and the sale is more likely to happen. So find value in what you do and believe in it. Believe in you. Put the value first and there will be integrity in your offer. And trust leads to more sales and greater success. So when it comes to our body, it's all about image, right? It is all about image. But in my case, I needed to make it all about his image. So my beliefs were costing me the energy that I needed to build and the momentum that I needed to build in my business. I knew two things. I needed to dig in and find my reason to be all in or get out. And two, I needed to share this with you because some of you may also not be realizing the true sabotage of your potential success. Now, this whole thing that I just went through changed and reframed my mindset, and I'm ready for a new launch. So let me ask you, do you believe in you? Get your mind right, stop the whining, and get into action. The time you waste whining could be better spent focusing on your next action step. Do what you can till you can do what you want. Trudy Behrman here saying I love you all, and I'll see you next time. DebtFreeWealthRadio.com, that's where I'm at for this particular show. Like I said, doing a simulcast on Periscope, and I will capture this on catch.me so it will have a little bit longer life. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for all the hearts, for those of you who did give those hearts to me.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in the people and their cars and Progressive and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kind of seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.